Right, this is JPEG The Raw, show number 205, and tonight we're going over the best of 2017. The annual photo contest we do every December, and this time it is the best of 2017. We have lots of entries. The way this works is you can enter any image that you shot during 2017, plus any image that you entered into one of our monthly contests during 2017. Only one of those, if you submitted multiple, only one of those could make it into the final six. Right. The JPEG Raw admins, which is Tim and I, Nikki, Gina Perry, Gordon, who actually has one of the finals, and Debbie Henry. All of us narrow the field down from however many were entered down to six. And then we have a separate panel of judges, which I'll introduce here in just a minute, who do a more in-depth review. And then their voting, we tally that up, and that comes up with the winner. That's for our regulars group. We're also going to tonight go over the beginners group and announce the winners there. I do want to say it's just Tim and I here tonight. We were going to have our third member, AD, but he has had a 3D printer accident. And not that the I don't know what's happened to the printer, but AD is out of commission for a while. And I'm sure he'll be posting more about this later when he can type and feels better. So right now he's not feeling very good. So be thinking of AD, and I'm sure we'll have him on later on a photo review show. We got lots of photos to go over, lots of material to use in our photo review show. We'll do that later. Before we get to that, Tim, I want to go and show. I want to show this. Let me get to this. This is JPEG The Raw's website, and we're going to go up here to the best of 2017 finalists, and I want to introduce our panel of judges and talk about the prizes before we get into this. We'll go over the images in just a little bit, so I'm going to scroll past that. The prizes, we'll do this first. The prizes are, first place gets a free copy of Luminar 2018 from MacFun. They have donated it to us, I'm sure with AD's help, and we're going to give that away to the winner. Plus, the winner wins AD's all-in-one bundle from his photo tool store. We don't want to give away the Lightroom preset pack or the, I think he now has something for Luminar, but this time he's giving away his entire store to the first place winner, to the winner, and also to the first runner-up. So first runner-up gets that also, just the AD's all-in-one bundle. On top of that, two random people, we'll pick them tonight, two random people from the entries in the beginners group and two random people from the entries in the regulars group will win a $25 gift card, Amazon.com gift card. So if you live in some place that won't accept Amazon.com gift cards, you'll have to find something else to do with it, because I don't know. That's what we're giving away, Amazon.com gift cards. I can't convert it to strange currencies. Okay. Strange to me, I mean, not to you. All right, our judges tonight. I know at least one of them is out there listening, and two of them, Janice is too. Our judges are AD Wheeler, who this is his third or fourth year. Tim, how many years has he been doing this?
Yeah, I would say three. I don't think it's four.
Okay,
you think it's four?
I don't know. It's three or four, but a number of times. And he's also my co-host on the photo review show. And he was going to be here tonight, like I mentioned, but has had an unfortunate accident, and we wish him a speedy recovery. And he was one of our judges. We called him, what did we call him, Tim? Who's the guy who's, or the person, not necessarily the guy, who's like the head of a parade?
Grand Marshal.
The Grand Marshal. He was like the Grand Marshal. Then, so a new judge. We have three new judges besides AD this year. New judge, Janice Sullivan, who's out there in YouTube chat. Welcome, Janice. And it looks like Scott has moved over to YouTube chat, too. So those are out there. So, Janice, I have, if you go to that post I'm looking at now, which is over on JPEG The Raw, I have all kind of links I could find for Janice. Over to her Facebook page or her website, and to her some of her other links. Very, she is a big macro photographer. Lots of beautiful landscapes over on her website. Matter of fact, I think I have her website pulled up right now. I mean, look at that image as you pulled it up. Just gorgeous. And at first, I didn't even notice that was a sunflower. Look, I think it was a sunflower. Just gorgeous work there. Go over and check out Janice's website, which is SullivanPhotography.com. All right, so that's Janice, one of our new judges this year. And then, of course, we have Scott Norris, who was a guest on the show back not that long ago. And you remember his 365 project?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely gorgeous work there. Scott's website, ScottNorrisPhotography.com. If you want to check out his 365 project, over here in Portfolio, and then down on 365 project, which is just awesome work. Both two extremely talented photographers. And then rounding it up is Mary Preston Roberts. And we'll go to her website. And this one is themaryphotographer.com. Oh, that's a neat name. Very good. All right, that's our four judges. Two guys, two girls. Nice, evened out. Right, Tim?
Absolutely. It's what you want is a nice, even judges group panel.
Yeah, yeah. And they have some great feedback. We thank them so much for being judges this year. And hopefully sometime we'll get some of them on the show as guests.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, it would. It's up to me. I haven't reached out to them yet. So you may see that coming soon. Sullivan. Did I say it wrong? I don't know if I said it wrong.
Sullivan J Photography.
Okay. One more thing before we get into the images. If you want to enter the contest in a future month, you know, we're already starting the January contest. Just go to jpegdaraw.com, then go over to photo contest entry. So I think I now have a nice little short link for it, Tim. It's just jpegdaraw.com/contest.
That's perfect.
You just do that, boom, you go right here. But even easier than that, the easiest way, of course, is just going over to our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/group/jpegdaraw. Or just go over to Facebook and search for jpegdaraw. There's that group. There's a main group here. The album's always, if I can scroll up here to the top.
Everybody's already a member of us, so they know how to get to
us. Yeah, it's up there at the top. Always posted at the top. We also have the beginners group. The album's posted up there. So either one you feel more comfortable in. Some people, maybe you're just beginning, you don't feel comfortable. Both places are super nice people, so hopefully you feel comfortable in either one. But either place you feel comfortable, join one of those and enter each month. AD is great at giving good feedback during our photo review show, and it's constructive feedback that's not doesn't tear somebody down. So you know sometimes it's hard to hear critiques on your own photos, right?
Yes.
All right, Tim. So what we're going to do. We're going to, if I can find the list, let's right off the bat pick a $25 winner from the beginners group.
Okay.
So let me get to that group. And this, we didn't have a lot of entries, so the chances to win are tremendous over here. The chances to win are tremendous because we had one person enter multiple times and they can only win once.
That's right.
All right, Tim, pick a number between 1 and 7.
5.
All right. So we have a winner of, let me see what image that was. I can pull it up. Okay. We have a winner from the beginners group. Give me a second to pull this up.
I was going
to
say, is it coming up? I don't see it yet.
I know, you got to give me a second. You got to give me a second. I got to get the...
See, if we had the old Google Plus, we could have the drum roll and the fanfare.
So we got that image, and you need a name, don't you? You need a name. So the winner of the first $25 from the beginners group is Nancy Smith. And that's the image. That was the number 5 entry. All right, so that is the first $25 winner, Nancy Smith, Amazon.com gift card. I'll be contacting you later on how to get that to you. Be virtual, so I don't have to ship you something. And you are our first winner. All right, with that, now let's go over the six finalists that are in the regular group. All right. Okay. And we're going to switch back and forth between sometimes doing stuff like this, picking a $25 guy. All right, first up, where am I? Is this image from Daryl Harrington. And Daryl, if I remember right, was a finalist last year, too. Right?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was just typing.
Oh, Daryl entered a black and white or infrared. I'm not sure how he shot this thing. Black and white. I think it was a long exposure image of a mountain. And I wish I had his write-up on it. You don't happen to have his write-up on it, do you?
No, I do not have it.
Okay. But it's a long exposure of a mountain. I might have it somewhere else.
Yeah, I could probably look as well. Let me do it on this one.
All right. Well, I'll let you do that. And some of the feedback is from the four judges. I'm not going to say who gave feedback, but some of the feedback from the four judges was nice black and white landscape, good mood, but lacking a bit in composition. Really like the top half of the image with the mountains and the clouds. However, I don't feel the bottom half is interesting. Perhaps in color, the tint would have popped more. Tint. What tint?
I was going to say, I thought it was black and white.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Yeah, you know, well, the tint, what they're saying there is that tint that's in the foreground might have popped a little bit more if that the image was in color. I don't know. I think you would have lost some of the power of it. I'd have to see it both ways. But I typically, when I'm shown a color in black and white, I seem to always go a little bit more toward the black and white. Another person said, another one of the judges, you have brought the viewer such wonderful details in the mountain scene. I'm especially drawn into the mountains themselves and the gorgeous curves of the clouds. I like the inclusion of the tint to provide scale and a sense of isolation. And then would you consider cropping up from the bottom a bit to eliminate the dark patch in the bottom left-hand side? Oh, Nancy's.
I think if you do that, you lose the mountain on the top left. If he's trying to keep it, let's say, to a 4x6 or a 5x7, otherwise it comes almost more of a panoramic shot.
Nothing wrong with that. You could do that. You could do that.
Well, yeah, you could probably raise it up 10% from the bottom and then reduce the top a little bit from the sky. Yeah. It'll be a nice pano.
Okay, so I'm trying to keep track of all three chats. And Nancy's out in chat, so she heard she won the $24. I'll be contacting you later, Nancy. Daryl says it was infrared, so he didn't have a color version, which is I would have probably picked the black and white anyway. So there we go. All right, so that's the first one up. Next one up. Who's next? Oh, boy. All right, next one up, and you'll see why I'm said, oh, boy, just a second. Is this from from Amber? Where is it? Come on, Amber Salat.
Amber Salat.
Salat. You know, I am not a fan of spiders. but you know, Amber, you don't have to worry. I was not one of the final judges, so my dislike of spiders will not influence the judging at all.
As you probably already know, she wrote in her comments on the photo, sorry, Mike Howard, about the whole spider thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this was taken with a 105 macro.
And Daryl, on the previous image, Daryl was saying he's trying to keep the tint in the lower left-hand thirds. So that's why the placement was where it was. All right. So some of the comments here were nice macro, especially since you were just starting. I think she's Amber's new to macro.
Yes,
love the creepy background. Yeah, that is a creepy background to go along with the creepy.
With the creepy foreground.
Yes. Creepy background. It looks It works nicely with the light spider. Your focus point is perfect. It's all about the eyes. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, it's all about the eyes.
Another feedback was, I really like the contrast of light and dark here. You have lots of great detail in the head and legs closest to the viewer. I wonder what a different crop or composition with this, in which the spider had more space to move into, would look like. Your image does a great job of taking the viewer into the smaller world that's often overlooked by many. Yeah, yes. I love macro photography. It is like,
I don't know who, like, do we have on a couple of probably last year, and they talked about how he doesn't even leave his backyard, Scott, to get his picture. Was it Scott? Okay,
yeah, Scott, yeah, Norris.
It's amazing. And you think about what's right there in front of you, and you never realize it.
Yeah, yeah. I know it's a whole different world there. And Amber did a great job of capturing that here. All right. Up next, we have going from the spider to another creature, but one I like a little bit better, personally, is this image from Gordon Ruff. And this is a dog, you know, border collie, I think, jumping in the air to catch a frisbee. I love dogs. But again, Gordon, I'm not one of the final judges, so I can't help you out with that. Love this image. It is, you know, with these fast-moving dogs like this, of course, my camera, which is having all kind of focus problems, would never get the dog in focus. But he does a great job with that. Some of the feedback was, great capture. The image makes me smile. Dogs always make me smile. I mean, they look like they're always in a happy state.
Not spiders, though.
No. I love the way Porter, which is the name of the dog, is focused on the Frisbee. Nice separation from the background, too. I wish the dog and Frisbee were not so vertical here, a bit more from the side, or if the Frisbee had been more camera left. Another feedback, love the intensity in the eyes, always a challenge to capture these dogs in flight. And while the image is captured technically well, the moment I do not believe was. So I think this judge was saying that the moment is not the peak moment, maybe.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd want it with it in the dog's mouth, maybe a little closer, because it shows what's happening. Yeah, I guess that's what do you prefer out of the picture? Do you want it where the dog already caught it, or do you want it where it's traveling it toward the dog? Now, there's absolutely no motion. This he said he took it at 1/2000th, 190 millimeter. So you can't tell. Maybe the dog missed it for all you know. You would never know it from this, because it looks like a weird angle that it's coming up. You would think the Frisbee would be flying more flat toward the dog. That's the only thing that I'm wondering.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the dog is catching the Frisbee on the way down. Or, you know, the dog's going to be at a weird angle because it's just how they jump in the air, and they're going to move a little bit weird. But, yeah, I don't know if the Frisbee is on its way down or on its way up. I'd imagine if you got it a little bit closer to the dog and the Frisbee, you know, the mouth would be open a little bit more, and that might have been interesting. I particularly like this. You know, you got both of them in the frame. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You got them both in the frame, which is perfect. Now, I don't know if he cropped to get it into the frame, but probably not a heck of a lot, because I don't know how far back those trees are.
Yeah. All right. So that, we've gone through, that's the third image, right? We've gone
through number three.
Really fast. So we're going to do something else. We're going to break this up again. And we're going to go back over to me, and we're going to pick a, oh boy, not sure I'm going to be able to do this. Let's pick a $25 winner in the regular group.
So the regular group.
Let me get ready. Again, we have JPEG Raw group on Facebook, and then we have the JPEG Raw beginners group. So now we're going to pick one out of the JPEG Raw group. I'm going to pick a $25 winner. The reason I said I don't know if I can do this is I don't know if I have their images where I can show them whenever he picks somebody. All right. I'm going to do something. All right. Pick a number between 1 and 46.
35.
What image is that? And I'm not going to have your name. I didn't prepare to have these names. But the image, let me get the image. I do have the image. Somewhere.
If you put the image up, I could probably get the name.
I know the name.
Oh.
All right, so I'm just going to do that. This is Carlos, let me find his name. Carlos Larrera. And this is the image. So the first $25 winner from the regulars group, Carlos Larrera. Did I say that right?
Larrera. Yeah. Larry. You would think it's a simple name.
Yeah. He is a winner of the first in the regulars group. All right. So back to us. Let me get that going. And then we're going to do one other thing here, Tim.
Okay.
We are going to now pick the winner of the beginners group, the winning image from the beginners group. Ready for that? So let me do this. I'm going to bring up all the images from the beginners group, go roll through them fairly quickly and show them to you. And then we're going to tell you which one from the beginners group won their thing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get ready here.
This is the picture from the regular group still.
I know. That's Gordon's image. So first,
I know you like dogs, Mike. I do. Know.
First one up is this one from
Seth Wade.
Seth Wade. All right. Awesome image, a little boy in a field. And a great image from any of the groups, either the beginners or the regulars group, but great from the beginners group. Second one up is this one of another dog. I love dogs in a tub. In the sink. I mean, not the tub, the sink. And this is from Christina Binge. Mm-hmm. Next one up is this wedding photo from Kristen Lee Anderson, who was our winner last year, by the way, in the regulars group. Awesome image. And I believe she submitted this one earlier in the year and took some of AD's advice, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if Christina's out there. But I think she edited this one a little bit different. I could be wrong, but I think she added a little different with some of AD's feedback. Next up is another wedding shot. This one from Nancy Smith. Then we have this one from Nancy Smith. Remember, you can't enter anyone you entered during the year in addition to a new one. So that one from Nancy Smith. And then we have this one from Nancy Smith. And one more from Nancy Smith.
She was busy.
We have this one from Nancy Smith. All right. So, Tim, we've looked at them. We've picked our winner, right?
Yes, we did.
We know which we have got one. Hold on. Let me get the name of the person ready. And the winning image for the best of 2017 from the beginners group is, drum roll, Tim, Nancy Smith with this image of from a funeral with the American flag in the back and a soldier with the honor pin or whatever, what's that called? Patch. All right. Well, I'll say honor. I don't know if that's what that is, but a patch on his arm. And you can see it even, she even captures the rainfall in there, the rain on the jacket that the soldier's wearing, and the flag in the background is focused, you know, out of focus, you know, a little bit, but you can definitely tell what's going on back there.
Right.
Awesome image. Thanks, Nancy, for entering, and looking forward to seeing your work again in 2018. All right, so that is the regulars group, I mean the beginners group. So we have the winner from the beginners group, and we've given away two $25 gift cards, Amazon.com gift cards. So we still have two more to go. All right, next up, where am I at? Next up is, oh yeah, hold on. Hold on, where am I? Where's my stuff?
Do, 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 do,
next up is this image from Gina Perry. There's her name. All right. From Gina Perry.
Her 4-pound granddaughter born 2 months early.
4-pound granddaughter born 2 months early. Wow. All right. Feedback is she's beautiful and I really love how elegant she looks. Congrats. More feedback. Great job having the most important part of the image, her beautiful face and sharp focus. You might consider cropping in even more from the right hand side and the bottom to draw the viewer's eye in even more to her sweet face. All right. Wonderful image. Technically perfect. Beautiful light. Let's see. That's from one feedback. One fantastic and awe-inspiring shot. The soft lighting is great. The overall warm tone is superb. Great contrast to from the fuzzy blanket. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the contrast of the baby versus the fuzzy blanket. Awesome. And Gina is really one of the best of the editors in our group. And she does, in my opinion, she does a great job of editing her photos and getting right skin tones and right colors. And just does great with that. Always love to see Gina's images. She does dogs too. She has awesome dogs that she photographs. And she likes to photograph people a lot too. So Gina is a fourth one in our sixth finalist. We have two more to go. And then we'll announce the final winners. All right, up next is this image from, I'm not going to be able to pronounce your last name. Berardine is the first name. That image from Berardine. All right. All right, here's some feedback on this image. You ready, Tim?
Yes, I am.
Do you know what happened here before I go into this feedback?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay.
I'm trying to find the...
Yeah, if I remember right, what happened was there was a snowfall going on outside. He and his daughter, I think that's his daughter, ran outside.
That's my daughter.
Yeah, ran outside, set up a strobe or something behind her, and took this image real quick during the snowstorm.
That almost looked like the moon behind her. Yeah, this is a good shot. I like this one.
Yeah. Okay, so here's some of the feedback. This image disturbs me.
Disturbs me.
It is so good, yet something about the look that the child has is out of place for me. Technically perfect. I score this high, but give it a mid score for impact emotion because I am so torn. I guess the child's look is, I don't know, it could be a little bit spooky. Or mischief.
Like, why do you have me out here?
And that's probably what it really is. Then another feedback is, I love the pose. I love the pose. Sassy. There you go. That's that's probably the better way to describe the look. Sassy. And the lighting. The flash from behind really makes the snow pop like diamonds in the sky. It seems to me that her eyes are just a bit soft. Yeah, I'm wondering if you're rushed out there or it's maybe even the snow threw off the focus. At least the image I see. And that's true. So the judges are having to use the images that I pulled from the submissions off of Facebook or they might have submitted it through an email. So they're not looking, the judges aren't looking at the original quality. So there will be some degradation from what they're looking at. And then another judge, it seems that you have captured your daughter's personality in this image. Wonderful idea and composition. I really like the lighting you used. The only recommendation I would have to try to sharpen her eyes. Yeah, a bit in post. A wonderful image that is packed with personality. Yeah, I love this one too. I love this image too. All right. And now our final image is from the winner last year. If you remember, Greg Crowsdale. Is that his name? Crowsdale. Yeah. Greg Crowsdale from last year won. And he's one of the six finalists with this image. And I think he edited it slightly from the one he submitted during the year.
Which I seem to remember.
Encouraged.
Totally different.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if I remember right with this one, he was out there doing, you know, photographing or whatever, and all of a sudden the storm came up from behind and he rushed and got this image. All right, so here's some of the feedback. One of my favorite images the first day I saw it, so this judge remembers seeing it from the past. This is one of those moments that you are either super lucky or just happen upon, or you live in an area where you can be there every day, not to miss it. Overall, there seems to be a glow effect that softens everything a little, particularly in the red of the barn and the grass in the front. I will try to back that off some. That said, I love the shot. You nailed the burning barn. I love the sky and the color. The only nitpicks I have are the red of the barn. The clouds in the image are amazing. I'm sure this is such a special sight to witness. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, like that one judge says, this is one of those things that you either just lucky you were there at the right time or you end up going there a whole bunch.
Yeah, and I don't think you probably have a lot of time with the sun. It's probably setting relatively quickly at this point, and you're going to lose it in those clouds real fast.
Right. All right, so that's from Greg. That is our sixth and final image of the group. There was lots of great images.
There were.
I think I'm playing them back behind me. I don't know how well you can see them. What we're going to do is, in future photo review shows, we're probably going to have AD go over all six of these again. We'll go over some of the other submissions. So there may be two or three shows from the photo review show going over these images. So I know we didn't, Tim and I didn't do a lot of review of these images tonight. We'll do more of that during the photo review show. So be looking for those coming up once AD is, you know, feeling better and we can schedule something. So lots of feedback coming from that.
Greg just said that's his backyard, so I'm sure he's got opportunity to get to
it. Yeah, that helps. All right. So we're going to do, before we announce the winners, we're going to do we're going to go ahead and do the final two $25 gift cards.
Okay.
So let me get ready. We'll do the beginners this time. And since Nancy won.
Is out of it.
She's out. So if I'm going to have you pick a number. I'm not going to tell you who they are. So you might pick her again. If I say pick again, you have to pick again. Actually, I'm going to just make this easier because I can see her numbers. Pick somebody from 1 to 3.
Number one.
Christina Binge. So Christina wins the other $25 from the beginners group. Since she entered one in the regulars group, she's eliminated from the regulars group too.
That was the picture with the dog, right? The dog, Christina.
So the dog in the... I'll put it up behind me. The dog in the sink.
Yes, I remember that one. Oh, good. I like that picture a lot.
Yeah, I did too. This one. You can see it behind me? Maybe.
Yes.
Not.
Nope. Nope. That's not it.
That's not it. That's it. Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
That's it. All right. So you can see it behind me. All right. So that's $25. That's the last $25 winner. I need to write these things down.
Yes, you do.
I don't want to have to re-listen to all
this. You have to listen to it, right? We hope you're recording this at least.
Yeah, okay. So beginners group, we have Christina. And we have Nancy.
Correct.
Right? $25. Congratulations to Nancy and Christina. I'll be getting in touch with you in the next few days. And then Nancy is the overall winner.
Overall winner for the year.
And in the regulars group, we have Carlos. Okay. And now we need to pick the second winner.
Okay.
Hold on. All right, I may have to have you pick another number.
Okay.
Pick a number between 1 and 46.
8.
8. hold on. Yep, that'll work. Amber Salat. And she has even phonetically pronounced her name to me before, and I'm still probably getting it wrong. But Amber, and that she was the spider entry. She actually entered, I think, two spiders entries.
So it's not the spider we saw, it's the other spider?
To be honest. Which one is it? Yeah, it's the other spider. And okay. Let me put that one.
You sure you want to put it up?
Well, it'll be behind me. I won't be able to see it. So I got to find it. There we go.
Is it up there?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I got
it's gone already.
Hold on. That's the problem.
It's cycling through still.
Yeah. Now it should stop, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Amber, you also win $25. Amazon.com. That's Amazon.com.
Those eyes on that spider are just freaky. They're staring right at you, Mike.
Yeah, well, they're at the back of my head. As long as I don't have them coming down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Which has happened. So we have four winners out of $25. Carlos and Amber from the regulars group. And who's?
Nancy and Christine.
Nancy and Christine from the regulars group, beginners group. And Nancy won overall. So I'll be posting all this later on and doing all that. So now we have to pick the second runner-up, right? That's how we do this. Yep. Second runner-up from the regulars group and then the winner. You ready?
Yep.
Let me get everything ready. Figure out who the second runner-up was.
And I don't even know yet.
You don't. Only I know. No one knows. Even we have two judges out there right now. And Nancy and Scott are out there. They don't know. AD doesn't know. Only I know. And so the second runner-up winning the AD's all-in-one bundle is – let me double check.
Yeah, that would – you really need to do that.
Yeah. Let me double check. All right. The second runner-up winning the AD's all-in-one bundle is Greg Crosdale.
Nice job.
Hopefully
Greg.
I'm saying love your name right. Crosdale. Yeah. So awesome job. It was tight voting. That's why I had to keep checking because I scroll down here and go, wait, who's in second? Because second was very tight there with the voting. And yeah, very good. Awesome image, Greg. Of course, I loved it. I love all six of these. And the problem for me was there was ones who didn't make it into the finals that I voted for.
I think I had a couple that I really
thought should have been in the final, really wanted in the finals. But that's why we have more than one person voting because, you know, different people like different things. And Scott is probably doing what everybody else does is you do work while you listen. So Scott says he's only the shadows knows. Oh, forget what I was just saying. He's doing something else. All right. So that is Greg is the first runner up. And I'll get in touch with you soon, Greg, about how to get AD's bundle. There may be a slight delay because I don't know when AD is going to be ready to get this stuff ready for me. So it may be a week or so before I can get it to you, but we'll be in touch soon. All right. So now we have to get ready for who is the winner. Let's go back to this so I can get ready. The winner for 2017. Okay. Let me get everything ready. Ready, Tim?
You ready.
The winner, and this was, you know, it was pretty tight voting across the top, but this person did have a bit more of an edge. The winning image this year is from Bayreddin. I can't pronounce your last name.
Good.
Bayreddin, whatever, of the daughter in the snowstorm. And if you want to phonetically try and pronounce that to me, that's
Yulzikis won't get it. Khan.
And you win. Let's go back over to that. You win J80's all-in-one bundle. You win the MacFun Luminar. Hold on. We'll put that up there. And then so he wins The Luminar 2018 from MacFun, which I have. I bought it. I don't know if you had it, Tim. And 80s all-in-one bundle, which includes some things, some, what is that? What do they call the things that you use in Luminar? Not presets.
No, not presets.
I don't know what they call them. But you win, you win that. Baby Dean, I'll be in touch with you on how to get that. Again, AD is our contact for the Luminar, so there may be a week or so before I can get that for you, but we'll get it as soon as possible, and I'll reach out to you soon. Reach out to everybody by at least this weekend to get everything hooked up and get your set, your winnings. Awesome images. We had lots of awesome images submitted. All six. I know the judges had, it wasn't unanimous in any of them. But the judges gave a lot of good feedback, which we'll go over later also in another show. But a lot of great images there. Thanks for submitting, guys, and keep submitting this year. We'd love to have even more and keep going. All right.
Mike, you just broke up on me.
You're breaking up on me.
That was weird.
Let me... Yeah, everything... I don't know if the bandwidth just got messy there or whatever, but
yeah, that was weird for a second.
We're back. All right, that's it. That's our 2017...
thank you finalist. To everybody yeah, that submitted you. Throughout the year and in December. We appreciate it, and congrats to all the winners and everybody else that's submitted as well.
And thanks for our judges. I love that we had three new judges this time. All three did awesome job. Thanks for your feedback. Hopefully it was not too hard of a experience for you guys. I try and make it somewhat easy. All four, AD too, were spot on. They, didn't have to remind anybody, which is awesome, and got it to me really, really fast. The main holdup always is me and getting everything ready. So we're gonna be changing things up a little bit, hopefully, this year. We didn't do quite as many shows last year. This year, hopefully, we're gonna get some of our community come on to the show. And do that too. Plus, I need to reach out to some people like Janice to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I probably have to send my camera off to get fixed. But we'll talk about that in the post show. All right. Anything before I wrap this up, Tim, and we head to post?
No, I have nothing else. Okay. Other than sorry to see all my boxes in my basement.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in post show too. So hang out for a little bit, guys, and we'll talk about that. So you can get this. Let me do that. You can get this if you want to subscribe. We're of course on YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, consider subscribing and doing that. But we're also over on, if you go to jpegdraw and then go over to subscribe. So jpegdraw.com/subscribe. We're on iTunes, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, TuneIn. For audio and for video, iTunes, YouTube, and Vimeo out there for this show. And then a photo review show is video only, but it's on iTunes, YouTube, and Vimeo. And then we stream all the shows live. You can give them that way. Go out there, subscribe to one of those things. We're also on Podbean. I don't have that listed here, but I need to add that. Audio and video, we're over on Podbean. We've been getting a number of new listeners over on Podbean. Because it's a new thing, Tim. I've been behind in publishing them. So what I've been doing is a new one for them. A new one comes out every Sunday. And it seems like we're hugely consistent in it coming out every Sunday. And hopefully we'll be more consistent in the future. But go out there and subscribe to one of these places. jpegdraw.com/subscribe is how you can find it. Until next show, keep it raw. Good night, everybody.
Hey, everybody.